conversations continue now on The Maggie Linton Show.
Well, welcome back. Later this hour, award-winning actor, producer, director, and musician Kevin Costner will chat about his new film coming up next Friday. It is McFarlane, USA. But we begin the hour with one of my favorite things to do, travel. Russell Hannon is a travel writer, author, and ultra-economical travel expert. Russell's motto is travel more, stay longer, and spend less. Welcome, Russell.
Good morning, Maggie. I'm glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
Well, I'm certainly glad to have you. And I will tell you, folks, that still with me are Mara, Craig, and Sharon Butts. So they may jump in with some questions and stuff, too. Let's talk about how you got into the ultra-economical travel.
Well, you know what? I was actually a late bloomer in travel terms. Until a few years ago, I felt that I couldn't afford to travel much. I thought I had to really hold myself to taking one big trip a year. I would spend months at a time saving up for a trip and then got back and still found myself having to pay off the balance for a few more months. And I'll never forget coming back from one trip in particular. I had a $2,100 cell phone bill. That was from
my
first international trip abroad. And this was back when cell phones were just getting big, even before the smartphone era. And I made the mistake at that time of thinking that travel was inherently expensive. And ironically, in my day job, my responsibility was to find ways to get better results in less time using less money. So that's lean management that I work in. And I said to myself, there has to be ways that I can apply this to travel more and spend less.
Well, you obviously have jumped in, not just with one foot, with both feet. Give us an example of the how to start, because nowadays, I know there's still travel agents out there because we've had a few on, that kind of thing, but so much is done online. Where do people kind of begin?
Well, you know what? There's mountains of travel advice out there, and I think most people feel overwhelmed in terms of all these websites. There is a trend where people feel they can get better value by doing their own work, but they really don't know where to begin, where to go, and you could literally spend days trying to plan a trip. So what I often recommend is looking for resources that do all the research for you and nicely package everything and hand deliver to you so you can quickly find the best opportunities for you, best and least expensive. So something simple that I recommend is there's a couple travel newsletters that I rely on that consistently impress me every week with just a handful or a basket full of phenomenal deals that I can choose from. So these are a few really well-known travel companies, and they scour the internet every week looking through thousands of deals. And then basically once a week, they just send you a newsletter with all kinds of deals that you can choose from. One of them, Sherman's Travel, every Wednesday sends out their top 25 travel deals, and they have over 3 million subscribers. And every week I'm really impressed with all the deals that they have. Even just this Wednesday, there was something that came out for $559, 7 nights for a 4-island cruise in the Caribbean.
Wow.
This spring. So great, great, great price. And that's only one of, there's 25 deals that they send every week. Another one, Independent Traveler, is another newsletter that I recommend that you sign up to. And the third one is Budget Travel. And this week, the editor's pick is $1,500 trip to explore Italy, going to Rome, Venice, and Florence. So you fly there, and then you travel throughout Italy via rail, and then basically it covers your hotels and breakfast as well for $1,550 plus tax.
Wow! And when now you're flying out of where? Do you have to get to Italy first in order to begin it?
Now the flight here, what I'm looking at on Wednesdays on Virgin Airlines.
Oh, that's a great airline. Yeah.
Usually these have a limited number of cities out of the U.S. that they fly out of. And even better, when you sign up, a lot of these newsletters ask you what your home city is. So when you put it in there, it'll actually custom tailor deals from your city.
Wow.
Ooh, that's good.
I had heard of Sherman's and I guess the Independence Traveler, but I hadn't heard of Budget Traveler. But thank you very much. There you go, folks. Three immediate little bits of information. By the way, if anybody wants to call or comment, you're certainly welcome to join in the conversation. It is 866-801-8255. Once again, that's 866-801-8255. You say staying on a budget and really staying to it is one of the easier things to do rather than making yourself crazy.
Well, most travelers actually spend about five times more than they need to while traveling. And quite, travel is actually an industry that charges on average five times the local cost of living. I often make reference to an average three-star hotel that goes for about $150 to $160 a night versus a one-bedroom apartment down the street that goes for $30 a night or $900 a month. So by living like a local, you really can travel significantly more for the local cost of living. So the principles that I suggest really entail living like a local.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, please.
I was thinking about what you just got through saying. There's this website called
Airbnb.
We stayed, the time my mom died, we stayed in a fabulous house with a couple, therefore, at a very, very good price. And we kind of fell in love with that. And there's places all over the world that you can actually go to. Have you ever heard of that site before? And what do you think about that?
Well, you know what? Airbnb has really, I think they've really started a trend that's happening with the internet. And really what they've triggered is really, it's called the sharing economy, where we have a lot of travelers that are moving away from the traditional model of just staying at hotels with big companies into a private economy where people are renting out their vacation homes, their basements. In some cases, it's actually a room in their home. It's really revolutionized bed and breakfast. And what I see, it's really liberated entrepreneurship for the traditional bed and breakfast model or someone who has something to offer to travelers. A lot of the people who offer those sorts of accommodations, they're travelers themselves. Mm-hmm. They like to meet people who are traveling, and they get as much joy of hosting people as they do going away. Now the prices on those are significantly less than hotels, but certainly more than if you were perhaps staying with people that you know. So they are in it to usually recoup their costs and make a little bit of profit, but certainly the costs are much more reasonable than you would find in hotels. And with that, what's fascinating is Airbnb has just scratched the surface of what I refer to as the sharing economy, where now online you're starting to find all kinds of opportunities where people are actually, you can actually pay money to go to a local's home and they'll cook you dinner.
Wow.
And that is the Airbnb of dinners. And you've got photographers who will actually take you out on a tour and give you a photography lesson of their hometown, and they'll give you the tour and show you how to snap pictures and such. So you're starting to see this sprout online all over the internet. And in the next year or two, you can really expect to see this blossom. One website that really takes that Airbnb model is bookalocal.com. Now, local is spelled L-O-K-A-L, so it's different than the traditional local. Mm-hmm. And that's where you have all kinds of people offering different types of services to travelers who are visiting their hometown.
And I've never heard of Book Local. Once again, we are talking with Ultra Economical. Boy, that's a mouthful, too. Thank you very much, Russell. Ultra Economical. Travel expert and writer Russell Hannon, and we're talking about really economical ways for you to travel. And also in studio with me still, Craig and Sharon Butts. They drove up, so they're gonna hang around for a while.
Thank you.
So what are the ways for people to really save money on a weekend road trip?
Now, just thinking of this weekend, actually, tomorrow's Valentine's Day, it's President's Day weekend. Just something simple is that all 400 national parks in the United States this weekend are waiving fees to visit those parks. So that's everything from Olympic National Park in Washington State to Acadia National Park in Maine, and everything in between from Yellowstone and the Grand Canyon. So the U.S. National Parks website actually shows there's a handful of weekends every year that they do this, and President's Day weekend is one of them. So what I say is you can take your Valentine there, and both your wallet and your Valentine will love you this weekend.
Yeah. We've got a call from Gina in New York. Good morning, Gina. Thank you so much for calling.
Good morning, Maggie. Love your show as always.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. All right. So, unfortunately, I clocked in at 11:09, and when I did, I just heard budget travel, and you had said something to the gentleman about there were three great things you gave, but I only heard one of them. So I wanted to find out what the other two were. And then the last thing I wanted to ask is, I'm a teacher in New York City. So I have a lot of vacation time, and I wanted to find out from your guests, like, say, for example, I have next week off. for the President's Day week in New York City. How do I find very short deals regarding airlines to go away next week? Because when I'm looking for stuff, it's usually for, you know, like if I look at Groupon.
6 months from now, something. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. It's months from now. So I missed those two. Budget travel, I heard, and the two I missed, and then that last question.
All right, just Russell?
Well, thank you very much for your question. What I try to do, instead of giving one website, I often try to give people a resource where there's all kinds of good deals coming in. Now, just in the last few days, I've seen some deals out of New York for short-haul flights. I don't remember the exact details or which cities, but the points guy is someone that I follow very closely. I recommend just following his Facebook page.
Who's this again?
The points guy. And he's got these deal alerts, flight deal alerts that'll pop up, and quite often he's the first person to usually post these flight deals, and just a lot of the best deals I've ever seen. So I recommend following the points guy.
The points guy.
The points guy.
As in, yes, T-H-E, the points guy.
Mm-hmm. Is there an S at the end of point, or is it the points guy?
Yeah, that's correct. POINTSGUI, points guy.
Oh, GUI. Okay.
Uh-huh. GUI. Yeah.
Now, once you're there, what I recommend, a few easy little tips in terms of what you're looking for. A lot of people sign up to e-coupon newsletters at home, like Groupon and LivingSocial.com. But something a lot of people don't think of is if you're going somewhere, like if you're going to Washington, D.C. next weekend, you can flip your hometown to the destination you'll be visiting the week before you go, and all of a sudden you start getting all kinds of e-coupons that target locals directly to your inbox, and those things you can consider for your trip while you're visiting there.
Oh, okay.
See? There you go. And then the travel letters he was talking about were Sherman's Travel, Independence Travelers, and Budget Traveler, all with the .com afterwards. And, of course, you can check his website, too, which is pretty cool. BreakTheTravelBarrier.com.
Travel Barrier.
Yeah, all that's going to be on my Facebook page, I promise.
Oh, that's good.
Okay?
All right, thank you so much.
All right. We're going to have to take a quick break, but Pierre from California, please hang on. We always know that you have great questions. So stay right there. We'll be right back with more from Russell Hannon. You don't have to get your eyes checked. You don't have to recalculate the total, and no one's pulling an elaborate prank on you. That number on your current satellite TV bill is high. Are you ready for a lower bill? Call 1-800-CALL-DISH today and switch to Dish. Dish provides the same HD service, gives you the same channels and the sports you love. They even have offers that other satellite providers don't, like no fees for regional sports networks and no first receiver fees. Why pay more? It's a no-brainer. Dish is a better value. Stop staring at your costly bill and pick up the phone call. Call 1-800-CALL-DISH and talk to a customer representative. One simple call can start saving you money. Get the same great shows and better quality service, all for a lower price. Call 1-800-CALL-DISH and switch to Dish today. 24-month commitment and credit qualifications required. Cancellation fee, monthly equipment fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. And we go to a salute to the Black Poets.
In honor of Black History Month, we celebrate African American poets with Adele Coleman Williams.
A Poem of Friendship by Nikki Giovanni.
We are not lovers because of the love we make, but the love we have. We are not friends because of the laughs we spend, but the tears we save. I don't want to be near you for the thoughts we share, but the words we never have to speak. I will never miss you because of what we do, but what we are together.
Stories that inspire you. You are listening to The Maggie Linton Show on SiriusXM Urban View.
And now let's join Maggie Linton on SiriusXM Urban View.
Well, welcome back. We continue with ultra-economical travel expert and writer Russell Hannon, and also still in studio, Sharon and Craig Butts.
Yes.
We're going to go to Pierre in California. Good morning, Pierre. Thank you so much for calling.
Hi. Good morning, Maggie. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Good hearing from you.
Yes, good hearing from you. It's always good to hear your voice, and love you out here in California.
Well, thank you.
You guys have to come out here and do a serious urban in Napa.
That'll
be nice to get
honey.
A summer getaway.
I love Napa.
take us with you.
Wait a minute. It would be a good getaway anytime.
Wine
you
country.
You've been having a little rain, though, recently, haven't you?
Maybe do all the shows. Joe Madison or you.
You want us to take a railroad trip.
Yeah.
All right. Your question, though, Pierre.
Well, my question, I'm headed to New Orleans for a convention for my fraternity, and it's popular to stay at all the hotels close to Bourbon Street. But I'm on a budget right now, and I'm looking at some of the Airbnb as bread and breakfast. So what would be your recommendation or suggestion?
Well, certainly Airbnb is a phenomenal website. If you're comparing to hotels, you can find better deals on Airbnb. Now, something I'd like to just throw out there is there are some opportunities for free accommodations that I would like to throw out there. Now, these are usually shared accommodations, but one of them, travel hospitality websites, people usually refer to Couchsurfing, but there's also hospitalityclub.com, which is a competitor of Couchsurfing. Now, something I'd like to suggest as well, there's a website called thevacationexchange.com. And why I like this is these are people who have a second home or an empty place that they offer for free, but what they get is the Vacation Exchange Network gives them credits that they can use on a future trip for a free place to stay. So people don't exchange money, they just exchange credits for offering an empty place that they have. So that's something that I always look at, and it's a way that you can get private accommodations, and instead of paying, basically they're getting credits from the network. And same thing, if you have a place that you can offer to others, you can collect credits by letting people stay in your second home or in a place that is available.
Wow. Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you so much, and have a wonderful day, Maggie.
Well, thank you. You too, and happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to you and your family.
And I'll put the word out that we need a road trip to Napa.
Yes, a road trip to Napa. All right.
Thanks, Pierre. Russell, you're just giving so much great information.
Yes.
And I have to say, what's one of the, because it's on your questions that I have to ask, is what's the craziest thing you've done to save money while traveling?
Well, the craziest thing, I wouldn't do it now, but I have done it in the past, actually, is I was organizing a bachelor party for a friend. So there's a group of guys all going to Las Vegas about 6 or 7 years ago, and I had been there before, and I got there a day before all the other guys because I was coordinating everything. So I got there in the evening, and because I was there on my own, I didn't want to pay for a hotel that first night on my own. So actually, I met some people in the flight on the way down. So I went to it was at the Venetian, actually, and they have a concierge, so I checked in my luggage around 10 p.m., so it's free to just check it in with the concierge, met up with the people that I met on the plane. We were out till, as a lot of people do, we were out late at night, went up for an early breakfast, and then around 6 a.m., I was the only person standing in line at the spa there. So the spa has a $42 day fee, so I went in there, and they gave me a nice big plush robe and some flip-flops, and they have nap rooms. So I slept 7 hours in the nap room and then got up, got my luggage, met the guys, and we checked into our room. So
that is crazy. But, you know, again, using that little inventiveness that you may have been a late bloomer, but boy, have you really checked in on it, haven't you?
Yes. Well, that's using creativity. I usually say there's seven things that play a hand in any travel deal that you or I or anyone has ever had. And when you know what those are, you can seek to intentionally use those to your advantage, and creativity is one of them, so that you can make your own opportunities just by looking beyond the obvious.
You know, you mentioned the fact that there are so many websites out now that you can get overwhelmed, but at the same time, you've given us some really good ways to look toward it. But when you're going to Europe, what's some other ways you can maybe, and I say Europe, anywhere out of the country, that you can tell us little tips and stuff. And then we're going to come back to this country because so many people are busy going out of the country but don't spend enough time in this country, which is so beautiful and really great from one end to the other.
Well, you know, there's an expression or a quote. I don't recall exactly who had said it, but it said, we travel to the other side of the world to marvel at people that are exactly the same as our neighbors that we don't pay as much attention to back home. And a lot of it is state of mind when we travel, I find. And so I recommend that people just try to keep the perspective of a tourist when we're at home, because there are a lot of wonders near home that we can explore. Now in terms of going to Europe, it is a good time to go when you look at the currency valuation. The euro has been dropping quite a bit. It is off season, and actually a lot of the airlines have tiered point systems. So if you're flying on points, U.S. Airways, Delta, they often charge less points in the winter than to go there during peak season. So if in the same capacity as cash, you need to treat your points as if they were cash. And by flying off season, they charge less points. A lot of younger people who are getting started may need a credit card, or if you are looking for a credit card, the British Airways and Lufthansa have a U.S. credit card, and it comes with a sign-up bonus of 50,000 avios, which is enough points right off the bat to fly return from the continental U.S. to Europe and back. So just something to keep in your back pocket. Now, of course, if you do that, it's important to be responsible and pay your credit card in full every month. Otherwise, interest you would pay would counter any benefit of doing that.
Oh, there's okay. A disclosure. I like that. I like that very much. But, you know, we talked a little bit about the weekend travel, but also it's never really too late to fly if you're flexible, too.
Agreed. Well, flexibility is another one of those seven factors in any travel deal. So being flexible is really, really important. And that's how you can really multiply your savings. People often come to me and they say, Russell, I'm going to Cancun next month. How can you show me how to save money? And I say, sure, there's things we can do, but we'd have so many more options if you really had more options, or basically if you're open to doing different things. And I recommend that we consider comparable destinations in low-cost countries. For example, spring break, a lot of people go to the Caribbean. And the fact that tomorrow is Valentine's Day, I'd like to mention the top romantic and economical island that I recommend in the world, I was just there last spring, is the island of Boracay in the Philippines, where you have just beautiful, pristine white beaches. And with the currency difference, everything is about 70 to 75% less expensive than in the Caribbean. Now, of course, you have to get there. There's the cost of getting there and the time to actually get over there. But just a phenomenal, phenomenal island that I recommend.
Boracay? I have to swear, I have never heard of Boracay.
How's it spelled?
But it sounds wonderful.
How's it spelled, may I ask?
Pardon? It's B-O-R-A-C-A-Y. So Boracay. Boracay, yes.
Okay. Wow. That's pretty cool. All right. How can you disaster-proof your vacation?
Disaster-proof your vacation. Mm-hmm. Well, worst case scenario is if you lose your wallet while you're traveling, you lose your travel documents. So I always recommend, you know, when we talked about credit cards a while ago, you should bring a couple of credit cards, keep one on your person, one separate in your luggage somewhere else. If you have an in-room safe, put your spare credit card in the in-room safe. Travel documents, have them available electronically so that if your telephone breaks or you lose your documents, you can always access them separately. I even recommend if you use a travel agent or if you work for a company that has a travel agent, they often have all your credit card information on file and can do that. So worst case, if you lose all your credit cards in your wallet and you have nothing, you can call your travel agent. They could book you a flight home. And by scanning your passport, your identification, and having it available in the cloud, then you can at least access those documents and worst case find an embassy to be able to get a replacement to get home.
Let me give folks an example of that. Okay. Mm-hmm. My husband and I went to Portugal, I guess, two summers ago now. And we left home. Because I had been changing purses, I took my passport and put it right back in to the purse I was transferring out of. And so, but because I had put in, the airlines had asked for our passport information, because, and our travel agent had taken it too, because I had already entered it. guess what? They went ahead and checked us in as our neighbor then brought us our passports. So we did not have to miss our flight. And we, you know, our neighbor got there literally driving up, but we were already checked in. And so it does make sense if you're getting, especially if you're going out of the country, take the time. If they ask for it, they're going to, you know, it's going to have to be available when you go through security anyway. So why not go ahead and give it then?
Fully agreed. It's mm-hmm. really like an insurance policy. We trust ourselves that something like that isn't going to happen. Mm-hmm. But if it does, that's when panic sets in, and that's when you're happy that you've done your due diligence in advance to
exactly.
protect yourself.
Yeah, and try and avoid the stupidity that I did. And if you're transferring purses, ladies, be sure and put the passport in the right location. I know it's possible. Getting off anything extra with when you're going to certain cities and that kind of stuff. I do that, experience that a lot when I'm renting cars and stuff. You know, they'll have the city deal of the day.
Yeah, well, certainly having a AAA card mm-hmm. will benefit you. It often will rival a lot of military benefits that military get. So AAA often you'll get about 15% off. There are a few other trends, and I thought of this when the gentleman who called in from Napa or from California I hadn't mentioned is a couple other trends in terms of hotels and such is TravelPony.com is a website for booking hotels that's consistently better than all the other websites. But they're only in about 24 cities in the U.S., and they offer significant discounts if you share your booking through your social network online. So they'll show you the rate, and all they ask you to do is to post your booking so that others can see that you've booked something through Travel Pony. So they're offering discounts basically on the best that by sharing that information online with your social network that they're going to drum up more business. Mm-hmm. And that ties into another trend that's starting right now is a lot of hotels are increasingly offering incentives for posting what they call a braggy, which is basically a selfie, but you're tagging the place that you're at. And hotels are seeing value in this. If people are tagging themselves with places and their entire network is seeing that they're there, they're offering discounts. There's one place in Sydney. It is the 1888 Hotel. They automatically give a free night if you post a braggy, as they call it, and you have 10,000 followers or more. So that's not the average person that has that many followers.
Okay.
But there are the Hilton has had promotions as well, saying if you do share throughout your network, we've got a contest, and of everyone who tags themselves here, we're going to pull a draw for so many free nights at a hotel.
That's great. Listen, we've got a call from Carter in California. Good morning, Carter. Thank you for calling.
Oh, yeah. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm good. I was wondering about I'm telling my cousin out here from New York, and we're trying to do it like in March. In Maine, I'm looking for a reasonable price because I find something like $500, $600. I'm looking for a reasonable price. What website he has that gives you a nice reasonable price to come to California?
Yes. Now, knowing that there is no one website that will give you the best price 100% of the time, there are a few websites that give better prices more often on average than others. My favorite, and there's three of them I'll mention, but my favorite is hipmunk.com. That's chipmunk without the C, hipmunk.com.
Is it chipmunk?
Hipmunk.com.
Okay.
H-I-P. Yeah.
Yeah, that's correct. Second is skyscanner.com. That's SKYSCANNURY. Yes, SKYSCANNER.
Okay.
And the third is kayak.com.
Oh, yeah.
KAYAK.
Okay. Wow, you got a lot of stuff here. Okay.
Sounds great.
Now, one last little thing is sometimes searches run on Mac computers or Apple computers have been found to occasionally return higher fares than identical searches run on Windows computers. Now, some theory behind this is that websites, companies, they can see what sort of computer you're using and IP addresses and all that. And there's a bit of a theory, which is an overgeneralization, that people with Macs may have a bit more disposable income and they charge a little bit more, which is a complete overgeneralization, but so something to be aware of.
All right. Listen.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Russell. Thank you, Carter. A lot of the information will be on my Facebook page, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Have a good one. Yeah.
Bye-bye.
But listen, Russell, many thanks to you. It's ultra-economical travel expert Russell Hannon. Lots more travel tips at his website, breaktheBarrier.com. Same on Facebook, and his tweets are Russell Hannon. Just remember, folks, finally, there's a lightweight cat litter that doesn't act lightweight. It's new Arm & Hammer Clump & Seal Lightweight. If you have never tried a lightweight litter or are unhappy with one you have, then you have to try new Arm & Hammer Clump & Seal Lightweight. This is a totally different kind of lightweight litter. It seals and destroys odor or on contact. Clump & Seal Lightweight is the only lightweight litter that guarantees 7-day odor control, and it's 100% dust-free. If you just really hate pouring cat litter and getting that huge cloud of dust, Clump & Seal Lightweight is for you. And Clump & Seal Lightweight is 50% lighter than regular Arm & Hammer's regular litters, making it easier to carry. What are you waiting for? Get 7-day odor control, guaranteed, and make your home dust-free with new Arm & Hammer Clump & Seal Lightweight Cat Litter. Tough on odor, 50% lighter, and completely dust-free. That's new Arm & Hammer lightweight litter. Coming up next, we've got Kevin Costner about his new movie, McFarlane USA. Stay tuned.
Featuring guests that highlight everyday life, you are listening to The Maggie Linton Show on Sirius XM Urban View.